USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At last night's final Democratic debate of the year in Los Angeles, six of the seven candidates on stage were targeting South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg at times, slamming him for holding a high-end fundraiser at a California wine cave recently. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren saying that billionaires in wine caves should not be picking the next president.
I said to anyone who wants to donate to me, if you want to donate to me, that's fine. But don't come around later expecting to be named ambassador.
Part of Mayor Pete's response?
According to Forbes magazine, I am literally the only person on this stage who's not a millionaire or a billionaire. This is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's still an impasse on what the next steps in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump will be. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
President Trump hosting a congressman who switched from Democrat to Republican because of his outrage over the impeachment process. Here's USA Radio's Robert Walensky.
President Trump sitting next to New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew at the White House with the announcement he's ditching the Democrats and joining the Republican Party.
This is just a better fit for me. This is who I am. It's who I always was, but there was more tolerance of moderate Democrats, of blue dog Democrats, of conservative Democrats, and I think that's going away.
The legal smoking age is now close to becoming 21, up from 18. Congress passing the measure yesterday as part of a $1 trillion package covering eight bills, including one that will avoid another government shutdown once the president signs it. And the number of lung injury cases connected to e-cigarettes is hitting a new milestone. The CDC says over 2,500 people have been hospitalized as of this week. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The flu outbreak is getting worse across America. Some examples, the state of Minnesota reporting three more deaths and 60 schools there are affected. An entire school district in Atlanta closed a day early for the holiday break because of the flu. And Arizona is dealing with more than 4,300 cases so far this season, including about 900 reported in just the past week. A report from the pharmacy chain Walgreens shows the worst hit areas are Omaha, Nebraska, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Federal authorities are accusing Chipotle of violating U.S. labor law. The National Labor Relations Board says the fast casual Mexican food chain violated the law by allegedly firing a New York employee in retaliation for trying to organize with a union. And Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. It's only been in theaters for a day. In fact, yesterday was its preview night. It's officially opening today across America, but it's already running away at the box office. That latest film, the Disney-owned space saga, brought in an estimated $44 to $48 million, according to Deadline. Now, if those numbers hold up, the film could see its the third or fourth highest earning preview night in history. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.